Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, we've all this talk about social media bans in the UK and Australia. Some of the papers suggesting that Ireland is a bit behind. We're sort of lagging behind when it comes to protecting our children online. But the Examiner says on the front page that an age verification app is going to be brought to Cabinet next month as the government ramps up preparations for banning social media for under 16s. The Examiner says that the Taoiseach has said Ireland should follow suit with Britain, which has announced plans to bar under 16s from accessing social media platforms. So next month, there's going to be a lot of talk about banning social media here for our children and teenagers. Irish Daily Mail: espionage risk in universities. The Cabinet is going to approve new security guidelines for third level institutions amid concerns over espionage, intellectual property theft and foreign interference. Minister James Lawless is going to bring a Cabinet memo today that will place extra scrutiny on research programmes in the areas of AI, quantum computing, semiconductors and biotech. Very highfalutin story there for the Irish Daily Mail front page, but very, very important. Irish Independent: one in three councils fail to collect levy for derelict sites. This is the news that 11 local authorities have collected no money at all under the derelict property levy in 2024, as the Cabinet prepares to approve a revenue collected tax of at least 7% on derelict homes. This is what Simon Harris was getting so angry about at the weekend. You may have seen him very, very critical of local authorities and what they're doing on housing, and in particular on derelict sites. And this is because one in three councils aren't collecting any money on derelict sites. And Simon Harris now saying the state's going to have to take this over because the councils aren't collecting it. There are some exceptions to that, but a number of them, what we have 11 there, collecting not a penny in 2024. The Irish Sun: he stabbed me, I told kids to run. And the Irish Daily Star, quote, get away from the children, end quote. This is the trial of a man accused of stabbing children in Dublin city centre, has been told of the moment the armed man allegedly began attacking children there. Some witnesses giving evidence yesterday. Inside the papers, this will cause a lot of controversy. This is in the Examiner. Kerry County Council is going to be asked to release the nationalities of people who get social housing to counteract widespread belief that most houses are being given to non-Irish nationals. So you have all this on social media, this sort of chatter about, oh, they're only given houses to foreigners and non-nationals. It was claimed in Kerry that reports are rampant that non-Irish nationals are getting all of the houses in Killarney and Tralee. And now councillors are saying that the council should release the nationalities of who is getting the social housing to kill off the false and untrue rumours. Councillor Brendan Cronin said, I know it's completely untrue. Can this be dealt with in the proper fashion? It's totally unacceptable and needs to be rooted out. Councillor Marie Maloney said councillors no longer know who are being allocated social housing. So councillors in Kerry probably feel that they're getting in the neck from people about who's getting the houses, and the councillors themselves don't even know who's getting the social housing. So we shall see what happens with that call to release the nationalities. I presume data protection would come into that particular area as well. Irish Independent says almost half of Irish people now actively try to avoid the news. This is ideal for me now presenting a news programme, but half of people are trying to avoid the news, but they do continue to trust the major news brands like your RTEs, like your Irish Independent, like, dare I say, News Talk as well. The annual digital news report is out today. 42% of people say they can trust most news most of the time, and that figure is high by international standards, but it is a sharp decline from the 51% who trusted the news in last year's survey. So something has gone on in the past year. And depressingly, trust in news is lowest among 18 to 24 year olds. So our young people don't believe what they're hearing in the news. Older people do, over 65s in particular. And a lot of people in the US don't trust the news, shockingly, because of Donald Trump constantly banging on about fake news. Only 26% of people in America trust trust the news that they hear. Read more about that in the Indo. Lots of people are wearing second-hand clothes, according to the Mail. Sales of vintage clothing have soared, almost tripling in the last year, according to consumer spending data from AIB. There's been a 9% fall in the amount of money people are spending on clothes this year, or this May, compared to last May. But the amount of money people are spending on second-hand clothes is up 197% year on year. So that is either people want to become a bit more environmentally friendly and recycle clothing, or they don't have the money to buy new clothes. I'm not sure which is it. Staying with clothing, in France, you can't go topless now. And we're talking about men with this story, because there's a growing number of resorts in France who are now banning bare-chested men from their town centres. And the fine used to be €15 if you were caught as a man with your top off in some of these town centres. But since yesterday, that has gone up to £150 if you're stopped on the street. Apparently, it's all to do with hygiene and decency. But the Times of London says not everyone agrees, because temperatures are soaring to 34 degrees in France. And some people are complaining, let people live a little. A bare chest never killed anyone. But another woman told French television, if I'm out with my kids in the town centre, I really don't want to see guys without their shirts. It's a matter of decency. And there's also the smell when they walk past you. So apparently men with their tops off smell as well. Two final stories. We'll stay with men for this next one. This is in the Star. We have our top dad jokes. And this is about a new survey which shows more than half of 2,000 people surveyed say their father is the funniest person they know, and it's all to do with the dad jokes. 20% of loyal kids say their fathers can make them smile even on a bad day, and 14% insist their old man's sense of humour is unmatched. The best dad jokes have been revealed. The number one dad joke is, I'm on a seafood diet, I see food and I eat it. The second one, some of these I actually find quite funny. I know the idea is that dad jokes are meant to be a bit cringy, but some of these are good. His second best dad joke, I only know 25 letters of the alphabet, I don't know why. Two guys walked into a bar, the third guy ducked. Yesterday I was washing the car with my son. He said, Dad, can't you just use a sponge? And the fifth most popular dad joke, I told my wife she was drawing her eyebrows too high. She looks surprised. Final story, Irish people are struggling with acronyms on text. This is in the Star. A study has revealed the most used acronyms in Ireland. These are the initials, of course, to shorten a phrase. And often we see them on social media and in texting. But unscrambler.com has looked at what we're confused at. And the number one searched for acronym in Ireland is SMH, which stands for shaking my head. In second is PMO, which means two things. It either means pisses me off or put me on. In third place, with 19,000 searches, is TBH, for to be honest. Then it is POV, point of view. And in fifth, a lot of people in Ireland, for some reason, Googling FWB or friends with benefits. They're the things that confuse Irish people when it comes to acronyms.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.